中地上。
We'll give the following time.
Thank you.
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄们，弟兄姐妹们，早安。
This morning, we'd like to share from Book of Matthew.
我愿意从马太福音来交通。
Matthew chapter 18.
马太福音第十八章。
We'd like to read from verse 15 to verse 20.
我愿意从第十五节读到第二十节。
Matthew chapter 18, verse 15 through 20.
马太福音第十八章第十五节到第二十节。
I would like to read from New American Standard Version of English Bible.
我愿意从新美国翻译本来读。
If your brother sins, go and show him his fault in private. If he listens to you, you have won your brother. But if he does not listen to you, take one or two more with you, so that by the mouth of two or three witnesses, every fact may be confirmed. If he refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if he refuses to listen even to the church, let him be to you as a Gentile and a tax collector. Truly I say to you, whatever you bind on earth shall have been bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall have been loosed in heaven. Again I say to you, that if two of you agree on earth about anything that they may ask, it shall be done for them by my Father who is in heaven. For where two or three have gathered together in my name, I am there in their midst.
第十五节，倘若你的弟兄得罪你，你就去，趁着只有他和你在一处的时候，指出他的错来。他若听你，你便得了你的弟兄；他若不听，你就另外带一两个人同去，要凭两三个人的口作见证，句句都可定准。若是不听他们，就告诉教会；若是不听教会，就看他像外邦人和税吏一样。我实在告诉你们，凡你们在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；凡你们在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。我又告诉你们，若是你们中间有两个人在地上同心合意地求什么事，我在天上的父必为他们成全。因为无论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚会，那里就有我在他们中间。
I turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
请翻到以弗所书第四章。
We will read verse 2 and 3.
我们读第二节和第三节。
Ephesians chapter 4, we will read verse 2 and 3.
以弗所书第四章第二节和第三节。
I will read from Darby's translation.
我是读达米的翻译版。
With all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, bearing with one another in love, using diligence to keep the unity of the Spirit in the uniting bond of peace.
凡事谦虚，温柔忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
I read it one more time. With all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, bearing with one another in love, using diligence to keep the unity of the Spirit in the uniting bond of peace.
我再念一次，凡事谦虚，温柔忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Let's have further words of prayer.
我们再有一点祷告。
Father, we are so thankful because of your lowliness and meekness today that we can gather together as your body.
今天父，我们感谢你，因着你的谦虚，因着你的忍耐和温柔，我们今天可以在你的名里聚集。
Through your long suffering, once again,We are gathered together before your table.
因着你的长久的忍耐，我们再一次能够聚集在你的桌子面前。
You bear with us for long.
你宽容我们。
You have given us the unity of the Spirit.
你给我们这个合一的圣灵的合一的灵。
We pray that this morning the Spirit were among work amongst us.
愿意今天早上这个灵也在我们中间运行。
The peace that you have given to us will unite us this morning.
你所给我们的平安能够联络我们。
And we thank you for this time of sharing before you.
我们感谢你这个在你面前的交通的时间。
Grant us this spirit of fellowship.
给我们交通的灵。
And spirit of anointing.
赐下你恩膏。
So that we will be benefited.
叫我们能够得到蒙福。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
We just read Matthew chapter 18, verse 15 through 20.
我们刚刚读到了马太福音第十八章第十五节到第二十节。
This is the portion of scripture in gospel that specifically mentioned the word church.
在马太福音里面这一段圣经特别的提到教会这个词。
In fact, there are only two places in the whole gospel that mention this word church.
在整本福音在福音书里面就只有两个地方说到教会。
The first time it was mentioned in Matthew chapter 15.
第一次是在
16.
第一次是在马太福音第十六章。
And Jesus said, I also say to you that you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overpower it.
主说我还告诉你你是彼得我要把我的教会建造在这磐石在这磐石上阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
And that is the first time the word church was mentioned.
这是第一次教会这个词被提出来。
It was mentioned by none other than Jesus himself.
不是其他的人来说这个词乃是主耶稣我们主耶稣亲自说到这个词。
And in chapter 18, it is the second time.
在十八章的马太福音十八章就第二次提到这个词。
It is also mentioned by our Lord Jesus.
也是我们主耶稣自己亲口说的。
And actually there is a better English translation of this Greek word.
其实在对这个希腊字有一个更好的翻译。
And Darby translated this word into assembly.
在达密弟兄就把它翻成一个集会。
Because this word church means people, they are called out from this world and they are assembled together.
因为教会这个词的意思就是那些从这个世界里面被呼召出来的人他们聚集在一起。
Therefore, assembly is a better translation than church.
所以聚会是一个比较好的翻译胜过于教会。
In the chapter 16 of Matthew, our Lord Jesus revealed to us the principle of the building of the church.
在马太福音第十六章，我们的主耶稣让我们看见教会建造的一个原则。
It's a revelation given by Father to Peter.
这是天父启示给彼得的。
And once that Peter has that revelation, then Jesus revealed the principle of building of this church.
当彼得有了那个启示以后，我们的主耶稣就再一次把这个建造教会的原则说明出来。
And Jesus revealed to all of us that when we believe in Jesus, we become living stones.
主耶稣也向我们启示说，当我们相信主耶稣以后，我们就成为活石。
And just like Peter is a stone, we are living stones after we receive Christ.
就像彼得是一个石头，我们当我们相信主耶稣以后，我们也就成为活石。
And these stones are the composition of the church.
这些石头就是建造教会的一个组合。
And Jesus also revealed that living stones will be built into the church.
主耶稣又启示说，这个活石要被建造成为教会。
And the foundation of the church is Himself.
那这教会的根基就是我们的主耶稣自己。
Jesus Himself is the foundation of this construction.
主耶稣是这个建筑物的一个根基。
And Jesus also revealed to us the church is is powerful.
主耶稣也让我们看见这教会有能力。
And the gates of Hades will not prevail against the church.
因为阴间的权柄不能够胜过它。
And right after this big revelation,
在这个伟大的启示之后
，And Jesus began to discuss why he needs to go to Jerusalem.
那主耶稣就开始指示门徒说他。为什么要去上耶路撒冷
？He showed our, the disciple that he must go to Jerusalem.
他告诉门徒们说他必须上耶路撒冷。
And suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes.
受长老、祭司和文士许多的苦害。
And even to be killed.
并且被杀。
And be raised up on the third day.
第三日复活。
Jesus is revealing the way.Of building their church.
主耶稣在这边是启示说这个建造教会的道路是什么
The way of building the church is the way of cross.
建造教会的道路乃是十字架的道路
And that's this Matthew chapter 16.
这就是马太福音第十六章
And reveal to all of us the principle of building the church.
在这边就启示给我们看建造教会的原则
It's the way of cross
就是十字架的道路
Then turn to Matthew 18
那我们翻到马太福音第十八章
When we read Matthew 18 it's not obviously to us in the beginning what Matthew 18 was about
当我们读马太福音第十八章的时候一开始我们并不能够明白说 这章到底对我们说什么
It looks to me it is an instruction to us how we deal with the problems in church
这好像告诉我们说我们怎样应付在教会中的难处
And also discuss how do we pray corporately
也好像是告诉我们说我们怎么样是团体的祷告
How do we bind on earthAnd how do we lose on earth?
好像我们怎样是在地上来捆绑或在地上来释放
How do we gather together under his name?
好像是我们如何一同聚集在他的名里
Brother and sister, however, if you think deeply upon these verses,
弟兄姐妹们，若是你仔细的思想这些经文的话
This portion of scripture cover all aspects of church life.
这一段经文包括了所有教会生活的
And church is the body of Christ.
教会是基督的身体。
And the most important about church is the unity.
在教会里面最重要的就是合一。
So when a brother sins against another brother, the unity is broken.
当一个弟兄得罪另外一个弟兄的时候，这个合一就中断了。
When the unity of church is damaged, then the testimony of church is weakened.
当这个当这个合一被中被破坏以后，教会的见证就软弱了。
And therefore, Matthew 18 from 15 to 20, Jesus revealed to us the principle of living church life.
在马太福音第十八章第十五节到第二十节，主耶稣就在这边向我们启示说，教会生活的原则。
And the principle of living church life is the way of love.
我们过教会生活的原则乃是爱。
Then you say, well, I didn't see love mentioned in this portion.
那你说，我在这边没有看到这个爱这个字。
No, the word love.It's not mentioned in chapter 18 from verse 15 through 20.
在马太福音十八章第十五节到二十节里面你看不到爱这个字。
However, love is everywhere.
但是爱却是充满了这个篇幅。
Everywhere you go from 15 to 20, you see love.
从第十五节到第二十节你就看见了爱。
And this is why we need to spend time this morning to go through that five verses.And discover the way of love.
就今天早上，我们愿意花一些时间来说到这五节圣经，让我们来一同来发现这个爱的道路。
So in summary, the principle of building the church is the way of cross.
所以总结来说，教会建造的原则就是十字架的道路。
And the principle of living church life is the way of love.
那过教会生活的原则就是爱的道路。
No wonder in early churches, in times of Acts, the Gentile called Christian, they call us people belonging to the way.
所以在使徒行传里面，早期的基督徒他们被称为信奉那道的人。
They do not know who Christians were.
他们并不知道基督徒是什么。
But they recognize they live somehow differently.
但是他们发现他们所过的生活是不一样的。
And church is not about doctrines.
教会并不是只是说到教教义。
Church is a way of life.
教会乃是爱的道路。
And this way is the way of the cross and the way of love.
这条路就是十字架的道路和爱的道路。
And that's the reason in John 13:35, Jesus said, "By this all men will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another."
所以主耶稣在约翰福音第十三章三十五节就说：“你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
”So this morning.God willing, we would use Matthew 18 from 15th verse to 20th verse to see this way.
若是主愿意的话，我们今天早上愿意从马太福音第十八章第十五节来到二十节中间来看见这条道路。
In 18, then it start out like this: If your brother sins,
在第十五节就说到，倘若你的弟兄得罪你。
Brothers and sisters, we come together as brothers.
弟兄姐妹们，我们聚集在一起，乃是弟兄们。
We come together not as a congregation.
我们聚集在一起，并不只是一个会众。
You know, congregation is a collection of individuals.
会众只是一些单独的人的聚集。
They're not related.
他们没有相连的关系。
Let me give you an example of what is a congregation.
那我给你一个例子，说到怎样是会众。
You know, when you travel, you get on the airplane.
当你旅行的时候，你就上飞机。
Then, you know, there's the seats.
那有很多座位。
Now, when I do travel, and the seat configuration in the airplane I used to travel is 2-1-2.
我旅行的时候，这个座位的安排法是二一二。
And there's two by the window. There's one in the middle. There's two by the other windows.
这有两个位置是靠近窗户的，然后中间一个位置，然后另外两个位置也是靠近窗户。
So there's five in one row.
所以有一排有五个椅子。
And there's eight different rows.
然后有八排。
So there are 40 seats.
有四十个椅子。
And do you know which seat are the best seat?
你知道哪一个座位是最好的吗？
It's that middle one.
就是那中间的。
Because you have no neighbors.
因为你就不会有任何的邻居。
No left neighbors and no right neighbors.
你不会有左面的邻居，也不会有右面的邻居。
So when you start booking the airplane, everyone tries to fight for the center seat.
所以当你在订位置的时候，每一个人都想要订中间的那个位置。
And you know those frequent travelers, they always end up in the center seat.
所以你知道那些常常旅行的人，他们总是坐在中间的那个位置。
Why is that?
为什么呢？
Because those 40 people are congregations.
因为那四十个人就是一个会众。
A collection of individuals.
是一个一些单独人的一个聚集。
We don't want to be bothered by neighbors.
因为我们不想要被我们的邻邻舍所侵扰。
It's much easier to sit that center seat.
所以坐在中间的位置是比较好的。
Are we a congregation?
那我们是否是一个会众呢？
No, we're not congregation.
不是的，我们不是会众。
If we are brothers.
因为若是我们是兄弟的
话。If we're brothers traveling together.
若是弟兄们一同旅行的话。
We'll sit together.
我们一定会坐在一起。
We'll find those seats we can assemble together.
我们一定会找那些椅子是我们可以坐在一起的。
We're not going to be scattered around.
我们不会愿意要分散。
Because we are related.
因为我们是相连的。
When I used to travel with my family.
当我跟我的家庭家人一同旅行的时候。
Then we always try to make sure we can sit together.
我们总是要确定我们可以坐在一起。
It's not always easy sometimes.
有时候并不简单。
But we try all kinds of ways so that we Now, if six of us can sit in the two rows,
right, 我们想尽的办法让我们六个人可以坐在两排的位置上。
Maybe just two rows that are together.
最好还是两排是连在一起的。
So we can pass things around.
所以我们可以传东西，传递东西。
We're not a congregation of six.
我们并不是六个人的会众。
Therefore, we're trying to be together.
所以我们想要聚集在一起。
If we are a congregation of six, then we can scatter around the place.
若是我们只是六个会众的话，那我们可以最好分散开来做。
Brother and sister, we are brothers.
弟兄姐妹们，我们是兄弟。
We come together as brothers.
我们聚集在一起，乃是兄弟们聚集在一起。
About 190 years ago, there was a movement called Brothers Movement.
在190年之前，有一个弟兄运动。
And in that movement, saints from all walks of life gathered together.
在那个运动里面，信徒们从各个不同身份的圣徒们聚集在一起。
They left their titles behind.
他们把他们的头衔放在一边。
They left their economic and social status behind.
他们把他们经济的地位和他们社会的地位放在一边。
They call one another brother.
他们彼此称呼弟兄们。
They recognize that Christians are related with each other through the life of Christ.
他们认识说他们连接在一起，乃是因为基督的生命。
In the same way.The brothers in flesh are related.
就好像我们肉身的弟兄们有的相连。
They also recognize this relationship is eternal.
他们也看见这样子的关系是永远的。
In eternity, the brotherhood in the flesh will no longer exist.
在永远这个肉身的兄弟的关系就没有了。
This explains what happened to all of us.
这就是解释到说到我们众人。
When we first received the Lord,
当我们刚得救的时候
，and we noticed something very strange.
我们发现有些非常奇怪的事情发生。
Is that we felt the brothers in the Lord are closer to us than brothers in the flesh.
我们发现好像在主里的弟兄们比我们肉身的弟兄们还要更亲近。
We can have fellowship with brother in the Lord that cannot be done with brother in the flesh.
我们可以在与主里的弟兄们有些交通，是我们没有办法跟我们肉身的弟兄们交通的。
We belong to each other.
我们属乎彼此。
And we are member of the same household.
我们乃是在一个家里面的成员。
It is a family.
这是一个家庭。
It is a body.
这是一个身体。
So Ephesians said we are no longer strangers.
所以以弗所书告诉我们说我们不再是外人。
We are not aliens.
我们也不再是客旅。
We are fellow citizens.
我们是与圣徒同国。
And we are of God's household.
是神家里的人。
This is something so precious.
这是非常宝贵的。
And that happened on each of us.
这是在发生在我们每一个人身上的。
We will not be, we will not no longer be strangers and aliens.
我们不再是外人，不再是客旅。
So Peter, when he wrote First Peter,
当彼得说写到彼得前书的时候
，though he has some encouragement to all the brothers and sisters,
他就对弟兄姐妹们有些勉励的话。
And Peter said, you must love the brotherhood.
彼得就说你们要亲爱教宗的弟兄。
Do you love the brotherhood?
你是亲爱教宗的弟兄吗
？Or do you act as strangers？
还是你是一个外人
？Brother and sister, we should never act like strangers and aliens.
弟兄姐妹们，我们不是外人，也不是客旅。
We should love one another.
我们必须要彼此相爱。
For this reason, our Lord Jesus gave us a new command.
为此，我们的主耶稣给我们的一个新的命令。
In John 13, verse 34.
在约翰福音第十三章三十四节里面
说 Jesus said, A new commandment I give to you.
我赐给你们一条新命令
That you love one another, even as I have loved you, that you also love one another.
乃是叫你们彼此相爱，我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。
Have you ever wondered, why was this a new commandment?
你有没有想过说为什么这是一个新的命令呢
And Jesus said, this is a new commandment.
对，我们主耶稣说这是一个新的命令。
But if you read the Bible, you knew in Leviticus, is already written.
你若是读圣经的话，你就会发现，在利未记已经说到这件事。
In Leviticus, it's clearly written, "You shall love your neighbors yourself."
在利未记就告诉我们说，你要爱人如己。
So why was this a new commandment?
那为什么这是一个新的命令呢？
It's an old commandment.
这是一个旧的命令。
It's written there in the book of Leviticus.
在利未记里面已经清楚地告诉我们。
You shall love your neighbor as yourself.
要爱人如己。
There are two reasons that this commandment is new.
这有两个原因，这个命令是新的。
The first reason is the standard of love is different.
第一个就是这个爱的标准是不一样的。
In the Old Testament, the standard is yourself.
在旧约里面，这个标准乃是你的自己。
Love your neighbor as yourself.
爱人如己。
So the standard is yourself.
所以这个标准是你自己。
In New Testament,The standard is Jesus Christ.
但是在新约的里面，这个标准乃是主耶稣基督。
Because you should love one another as I have loved you.
因为他说，我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。
Therefore, this is a new commandment.
所以这是一个新的命令。
The standard of love is not the same.
这个爱的标准是不一样的。
The old standard is self.
在旧的标准里面是自己。
A new standard is Christ.
在新的标准里面乃是基督。
If we live in the Old Testament standard, sometime we will say, okay, I have done enough.
若是我们活在这个旧的标准里面，那我们就说，哦，我已经做够了。
I have done enough for this brother.
为着这个弟兄，我已经做够了。
I have done enough for the sisters.
我为了这个姐妹，我已经做够了。
I have done everything I could.
我已经尽了我一切的所能。
Now there's no more.
这再也没有可做的了。
This is the standard of Old Testament.
这个是旧约的标准。
In the New Testament standard, love has no limit.
在新约的标准里面，爱是没有限量。
You can never say that you have done enough.
你永远不能够说你已经尽力了。
Because standard is different.
因为这个标准是不一样。
The standard is the Lord Jesus Christ.
这个标准乃是我们的主耶稣基督。
There is a second reason that this commandment is new.
有第二个原因，这个命令是新的。
It's the way we keep it is new.
乃是我们如何来持守。
The old commandment is law.
在旧约的是一个律例。
A law you need to keep.
是一个是你需要来持守的。
The new commandment is grace.
在新约里面乃是恩典。
We can only keep it if His grace and His life is in us.
只有当他的恩典和他的生命在我们里面的时候，我们才能够来持守。
If we experience God's love and to start to love God,
你若是经历了神的爱，你就开始爱神。
Having this heart, we can begin to love our brothers.
有这样的心智，我们就能够开始爱我们的弟兄。
If we're not touched by God,We're not able to love one another this way.
若是我们不被神摸着的话，我们没有办法彼此相爱。
Nobody can love his brother as Lord loves us.
没有一个人能够像着神这样子爱我们来彼此相爱。
So this is new commandment.
所以这是一个新的命令。
And firstly, the standard is new.
首先这个标准是新的。
Secondly, the way we keep it is entirely new.
第二个就是我们如何来持守也是新的。
Let's see how we can obey this new commandment in church life through the lights in Matthew 18:15-20.
让我们从马太福音第十八章第十五节到二十节里面，我们来看到说我们如何能够来持守，来遵行神的命令。
He said, "If your brother sins."
他这里说，若是你的弟兄得罪你。
Brother and sister, we are all very different.
弟兄姐妹，我们都是非常不同的。
We have different temperaments.
我们有不同的脾气。
We have different backgrounds.
我们有不同的背景。
We have different traditions.
我们有不同的传统。
And we have different preferences.
我们有不同的喜好。
Even that I have four children.
虽然我有四个孩子。
They were born by the same father and the same mother.
他们也是同样的父母所生的。
They live in the same house.
他们在住在同样的家里。
They ate the same food.
他们吃同样的饭食。
They went to the same school.
他们去同样的学校。
They had the same teachers.
他们也有同样的老师们。
The teacher would say, "Oh, another John."
老师就说，哦，又是一个宗家的孩子。
But they're not the same.
但是他们却都不一样。
They're very different.
他们非常的不同。
They're like four corners.
他们好像有四点一样。
Their temperament,
四角一样。
Their temperament are very different.
他们的脾气是非常不同。
They're four unique persons.
他们是四个非常独特的人。
They're four unique individuals.
他们是四个独特的人。
If they are so different,
若是他们是这样子不同，
and how different we will be.
那你想想，我们是会何等的不一样呢？
Not only that,
那不仅如此，
our understanding of truth is different.
我们对真理的一些解释也是不一样。
God'sMystery is so huge.
神的奥秘是如此的大。
And we have all different levels of understanding.
我们对他的明白认识是有不同的层次。
And it's not about right or wrong.
并不是说对和错。
But we all have different levels of understanding.
我们都有不同层次的认识。
Not only that.
不仅如此。
We have different experience.
我们也有不同的经历。
Our Lord is unlimited.
我们的神是无限的。
And we can only experience just a little bit of it.
我们只能够经历它一点点。
Therefore, our experience of the Lord a little different.
所以我们每一个人对主的经历也是不一样。
So you add the differences on top of differences.
你从不同加上不同。
So we are so different in so many ways.
我们是如此的不同，是在各个方面都不一样。
Therefore, when we gather together, it is obvious.Sometimes there will be conflict.
所以当我们聚集在一起的是非常明显的，我们有时候会有一些冲突。
It is not uncommon that one brother will sin against another one.
一个弟兄得罪另外一个弟兄，这个并不是一件不寻常的事情。
Or one sister will offend another sister.
或者是一位姐妹会得罪了另外一位姐妹。
It bounds to happen.
这一定会发生的。
Since we are so closely knitted,
因为我们是如此紧密地连接在一起。
There are plenty of opportunities for us to step on other people's toes.
我们有许许多的机会，我们会踩到另外一个人的脚上。
So the problem is not whether we have conflicts.
问题不在于说我们是否有冲突。
The problem is when that happens,Whether there is love.
乃是问题乃是在于当冲突发生的时候是否有爱。
When the conflict arises.
当冲突产生的时候。
If there is love, then we will be strengthened.
若是有爱的话我们就会得建立。
If there is no love, then we will be weakened.
若是没有爱的话我们就会软弱。
If your brother sins against you,
若是你的弟兄得罪你
，If there is a conflict between brothers and brothers，
若是弟兄与弟兄之间有冲突的话
，And the unity and the fellowship is damaged and interrupt，
那这个合一跟交通就被破坏，也被中断了
，And the distance created，
那就产生了距离。
And what should you do？
那你当怎么样行呢
？Oftentimes we do nothing，
许多的时候我们什么也不做。
We will do nothing.
我们就什么也不做。
Because it is him that sinned against me.
因为是他得罪了我。
Why should I have to do anything?
那我为什么要做什么事，做
任何事呢？ He sinned against me.
是他得罪了我。
He has issues.
是他有毛病。
I don't have issues.
我没有问题。
So I have nothing to do.
因为所以我不需要做任何的事。
Is this right?
这是对吗？
From human perspective, sounds reasonable.
就人来看，这是很合理的。
Because he against me,
因为是他得罪了我。
I have nothing against him.
我没有得罪他的事。
If he has grace to come to apologize to me,
若是他有恩典的话，他就来向我道歉。
If he does not apologize, I'm all right.
若是他不道歉的话，我也没有关系。
So there's nothing that I should be doing.
所以我不需要做任何的事。
Is this the way of love?
这个是不是爱呢？这是不是爱的道路
？If this is the way of love, none of us will be saved today.
若是这是爱的道路，我们没有一个人今天会得救。
We sin against God.
我们都得罪了神。
We were in darkness.
我们在黑暗里面。
Christ is nothing wrong with Christ.
在对基督而言，他没有任何的错。
He can select to do nothing.
他可以选择说他不做任何的事。
So we would be in despair.
我们就落在软弱颓放里面。
Eventually we will be perish. We will perish.
甚至我们就被灭亡了。
But there's love in Christ, then he goes.
因为基督的爱，他就来。
And he came down to this earth.
他来到这世上。
And that's the love the Lord encourages us to have.
这个爱也是基督今天来鼓励我们有的。
And that's the love we ought to use to love one another.
这也是我们今天应当也用这样的爱来彼此相爱。
Remember, we have this new commandment.
记住，我们有一个这个新的命令。
We should love him as Christ has loved us.
基督怎样爱我们，我们也应当怎样彼此相爱。
Even that shepherd that lost one sheep.
就是那个牧羊人他失去了一只羊。
Perhaps it's the wrongdoing of the sheep himself.
也许是那个羊的错。
And the shepherd can choose to do nothing.
这个牧羊人可以选择什么事也不做。
But he dropped the 99 and went for the lost one.
但是他放下了他99只羊。他去寻找那只迷失的羊。
This is the love of Christ.
这就是基督的爱。
If your husband wrongs you,
若是你的丈夫得罪了你，
oftentimes you just don't speak to him for a few days.
也许你就几天不跟他说话。
Why are you not speaking to him?
你为什么不跟他说话呢？
Because you wait for him to come to apologize to you.
因为你在等他来跟你道歉。
You don't want to go to him.
因为你不需要去找他。
Because you have done nothing wrong.
因为你没有做任何的错事。
But is this the love of God?
但是这是神的爱吗？
Are you obey the new commandment?
你是否遵守了这个新的命令？
If you obey the new commandment, you must go.
若是你遵守了这新的命令，你就必须要去。
If you don't go, you will wait for a long time.
你若是不去的话，你就要等很久。
Sometimes,You wait in eternity.
也许你要等到永远。
Because he's in darkness.
因为他在黑暗里面。
If you do not go, he will stay in darkness.
若是你不去的话，他仍然在黑暗里面。
So go to do what?
那我们去做什么呢？
To expose him in the darkness.
乃是我们在暗中来指出。
You must, before you can go,You must assume he's not doing it on purpose.
在你去之前，你必须要认识说他这个并不是有意而做的。
We always assume the worst.
我们常常总是想最坏的。
When someone wrongs us, we always think he is doing this on purpose.
若是有人得罪了我们，我们总是想他是故意来得罪我们。
He has planned this for a long time.
他已经计划了很久了。
His plan is ahead for a long time.
他已经在他的脑中里计划了很久。
Now he finds this opportunity.
现在他有了一个机会。
That reveals his heart.
然后他就显明，这就显明了他的心。
Doing this on purpose.
他是故意做的。
This is not the way of the Lord.
这个并不是主的道路。
Jesus said on the cross.
主耶稣在十字架上。
Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing.
他说：“父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不知道。”
Why did Jesus say that?
主耶稣为什么要这么说？
These people actually know what they're doing. They crucify you on the cross.
这些人知道他们在做什么事，他们钉你十字架。
That's what they're doing.
这是他们所做的事。
They actually planned that for a while.
他们已经计划了有些日子了。
They say crucify you, crucify you.
他们说钉他十字架，钉他十字架。
That's their intention.
这是他们的蓄意。
They know exactly what they're doing.
他们知道他们在做什么事。
But Jesus.Said they are not. They do not know what they're doing.
但是主耶稣却说，他们并不知道他们所做的。
Because they did not know what this will bring down on themselves.
因为他们不知道这个对他们带来所带来的后果是什么。
They do not know what this act will bring down to their country.
他们并不知道，因为这样子所做，他对他们的国家有什么样的影响。
They do not know about the heavy judgment.
他们并不知道那个严重的惩罚。
They did not know this act is fulfillment of prophecies.
他们也不知道他们如此行乃是预言的应验的预言。
Therefore, Jesus said they do not know what they're doing.
所以主耶稣说，他们所做的，他们不知道。
When someone wrongs us,
当一个人得罪我们的时候
，they do not know one thing.
他们不知道一件事。
They do not know how that act has damaged to the unity and the fellowship.
他们不知道说，因为他们所做的这件事就破坏了合一。
They may not be doing that on purpose.
他们也许并不是故意来做的。
Even if they know, they may not know the consequence.
就是他们知道了，也许他们并不知道这个后果。
So we should go and show them the truth.
所以我们必须要去，然后告诉他们这真理。
So that this brother may be recovered.
所以这弟兄能够被挽回过来。
Before you can go, you must forgive.
在你要去之前，你必须要赦免。
If you don't forgive the brothers, you cannot go.
若是你不赦免这弟兄的话，你就不能够去。
You do not love him, then you cannot go.
你若是不爱他的话，你没有办法去。
If you do love him and want to see him recover, then you must go.
若是你真的爱他，你要愿意他能够被挽回来，那你就应该去。
Otherwise, he will stay in darkness.
否则他就停留在黑暗里。
And then you do not obey the new commandment.
然后你也没有遵守了新的命令。
If this brother listens to you,
若是他听这个弟兄听你的话。
And the story ends beautifully.
那这个故事就结尾在一个非常美的情形
下。Unity and fellowship is restored.
那这个交通就得到恢复。
And we will continue to go on with living our church life.
我们就能够继续来过我们教会的生活。
However,
但是
what if he does not listen?
他若不听。
And it's often the case that the brother does not listen.
常常这个就是这样的情形，弟兄不听。
What should we do?
那我们怎么办呢？
Should we go about telling his story to everyone else?
那我们是不是应该告诉别人这件事呢？
Brother, sister, oftentimes we choose not to go to the brother.
弟兄姐妹们，我们常常选择不去告诉这位弟兄。
Instead, we go to everyone else in the church.
但是我们却在聚会里面告诉许多的人。
So by the end, everyone else knows about your feeling.
但是最终每一个人都知道你的感觉。
Except the one who wrongs you.
除了这个得罪你的弟兄。
This happened a lot in church.
在教会里面这常常发生。
We don't have the new commandment love to deal with the issue with the brother.
我们没有这个新在这个新命令的这个爱来应付解决我们跟弟兄的之间的关系。
And we spread this disunity among the brothers and sisters.
我们却把这些都散开播散开在弟兄姐妹们。
Is this love?
这是爱吗？
This is not love.
这不是爱。
These complaints will cause more damage than the original wrongdoing.
这些埋怨所带来的迫害比原来的那个得罪你的事的迫害还更大。
So we should not tell anybody else before we have opportunity to go to tell the brothers.
在我们还没有这机会跟那弟兄讲的以前，我们不应该告诉任何的人。
But you must have that forgiveness before you go.
但是你必须先有这个赦免的心。
Brothers and sisters, while you go,
弟兄姐妹们，当你去的时候
，Well, you love your brothers.
你要爱你的弟兄。
Loving one another is not something abstract.
彼此相爱并不是一个抽象的事。
It can be realized by your decision to go.
这能够实现在你的决定，你去的决定上。
If you too have the new commandment love, then you will go.
若是你真的有这心。命令的爱的话，你就会去。
Forgiveness itself is love.
赦免本身就是一个爱。
This is how we experience the love of God.
这就是我们如何来经历神的爱。
How do we experience the love of God?
我们如何来经历神的爱呢？
We experience His forgiveness.
我们就是经历他的赦免。
Forgiveness is love.
赦免就是爱。
Without forgiveness, you cannot say you have love.
没有赦免就你就不能说你有爱。
It's not a matter of duty that we go.
并不是一个责任，我们去不是一个责任。
It is a matter of love that we go.
我们去乃是因着爱。
But now you go and this brother does not listen to you.
那你现在去了，这个弟兄也不听你的。
And this actually happens very often.
这也常常发生。
And it happens very often at home.
在家里面这也常常发生。
You go to your husband, he does not listen.
你到你的丈夫那里去，他却不听你的。
Or you go to your wife and she does not listen.
或者是你到你的妻子那里去，他也不听你的。
And we have all the reason to stop.
那我们就有许多的原因，我们就停在这里。
I have gone to the brothers.
我已经去了。
I follow your commandments.
我已经遵照了你的命令。
I marshal all the love in my heart and I went.
我有这个爱，我就去了。
But he does not listen.
那但是他不听。
I have all the reason to stop.
所以我有所有的理由我可以停下来。
But remember the New Testament love has no limit.
但是要记住这新约的爱是没有限量的。
So you cannot stop right there.
你不能够停在这里。
So what should you do?
那你应该怎么样做呢？
You go to find one or two brothers.
你就去带一两位弟兄。
Do not try to find your best friends.
不要找你最好的朋友。
It's not the way. Do not find the two most sympathetic brothers to you.
不要找那两个最同情你的人去。
Find those two brothers who are respected in the assembly.
要找在聚会中被尊重的两位弟兄去。
So this brother will consider this thing seriously.
所以这一位弟兄他就会觉得认为看见这件事情是严重的。
You may say, oh, this is too much for me. To go by myself is tough enough. Now I need to find two brothers to go with me.
那你说这实在是太对我太难了，叫我自己去已经够难了，然后现在我还要再找两位弟兄跟我一起去。
It's too much work for me.
这实在是太多的工作了。
And the brothers are busy.
的弟兄们都很忙。
And I need to find two brothers. Their schedule has to meet.
然后我要需要找两位弟兄，他们的时间都合适。
And their schedule has to meet with my schedule and this brother's schedule.
然后这个时间也要能够配合我的时间，能配合这位弟兄的时间。
That's too much for me. I'm not doing anymore.
这实在是太多了，我不再这样做了。
But this is not New Testament commandment of love.
弟兄姐妹们，这不是新约的命给我们的命令，说到爱。
You have gone the first mile.
你已经走了第一里的路。
But now you need to start the second one.
现在你需要走第二里的路。
The love of God knows no limit.
神的爱是没有限量的。
So you'll go further.
你必须要继续往前。
So you find one brother and find the other brother.
你就找了一位弟兄，再找了另外一位弟兄。
You arrange the time, then you have fellowship.
你就安排了时间，然后一同有交通。
If this brother repents, then we have a beautiful story.
若是这位弟兄悔改，那我们就有一个很美好的故事的结尾。
The unity and the fellowship are restored in the church.
在教会的合一和交通就得到恢复。
But what happened if he's still not listening?
那若是他仍旧不听的话
，No, no, 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 what?
那现在怎么办呢
？I followed to this degree.
我已经做到这一个步。
I spent so much time.
我已经花了许多的时间。
I got two brothers.
我已经找了两位弟兄。
Then we have the fellowship.
我们已经有了交通。
But he does not listen still.
但是他仍然不听。
Should I stop now?
那我是否应该停下来呢
？Should I have all the right to stop at this time?
我是否有所有的理由能够停下来呢
？New Testament love has no limit.
新约的爱是没有限量的。
So you go next step.
所以你就再走一步。
You continue this journey.
你继续的在走下去。
Bible says you tell it to the church.
圣经告诉我们说，就去告诉教会。
It does not mean you write an email broadcast to the entire church.
并不是说你就写一个电子邮件送给整个聚会的人。
Don't do that.
请不要这样子做。
Tell it to the church means now you bring the responsible brothers together.
告诉教会就是说，你现在把负责的弟兄们都聚集在一起。
So there are brothers who are responsible for the church.
有一些弟兄们是在教会里面是负责任。
So you bring this matter to his attention or their attention.
你就把这一件事情带到他们的面前。
So you ask them to go with you.
你就请他们跟你一起去。
Brothers and sisters, this is yet another attempt.
弟兄姐妹们，这是再一次的尝试。
Maybe you interpret this as escalation. Wow, this is escalations.
你也许你在想说这个是一个慢慢的升级。
We don't usually don't want to escalate things.
我们不愿意把事情扩大。
And this is my matter. It is a matter between me and the brothers. I don't want to escalate to the responsible brothers.
这是我和弟兄之间的事情，我不愿意把这件事情扩大到负责弟兄们中间。
This is not an escalation of conflict.
这个并不是你把你的冲突来扩大。
This is an escalation of love.
这乃是把一个升级的爱。
You see, when you first you go yourself.
你看，首先你是自己去。
You apply your own love to the situation.
你把你自己的爱放在这件事情上。
And it doesn't work.
那没有没行不出来。
So you need an escalation of love.
所以你需要再有扩大的爱。
So you bring two other brothers.
所以你把另外两位弟兄带进来。
You add the love of three brothers together.
你把三位弟兄的爱加在一起。
My love is not enough.
我的爱不够。
Now I need two other people.
我需要另外两位的弟兄。
Three of us will apply love together to these brothers.
我们三位弟兄们把这爱加在这位弟兄
身上。I hope this will work.
我希望这个能够成功。
But it still does not work.
但是还是不成功。
Now I need another escalation.
那我需要再更大的扩大。
A new escalation to the body.
我需要把这扩大到整个身体。
So I will get responsible brothers.
所以我就请了负责的弟兄们。
Who represent the church.
他们代表了教会。
Who represent the body.
他们代表了这身体。
So the whole body, the entire body will apply love to these brothers.
所以整个身体就把爱加在这位弟兄身上。
Brother and sister, when you injure in your body,
弟兄姐妹们，当你的身体有受伤的时候，
your whole body work together to the rescue.
你全身都来做抢救的工作。
This is what happened here.
这就是在这边所发生的事。
Now the situation is getting serious.
那这件事情开始更严重了。
This brother does not listen to me.
那这位弟兄不听我的。
He does not listen to two other brothers.
这位弟兄也不听另外两位弟兄的。
We need the love of the whole body.
我们需要有整个身体的爱。
Now apply to the situation.
来应用在这件事情上。
If this brother listened to the church.
若是这位弟兄听教会的
，and the situation ends beautifully，
那这个结尾就是何等的美丽。
And unity and fellowship are restored。
那合一和交通就得着恢复。
On the other hand, if it does not listen to the church，
若是他不听教会的话
，Now what？
那我们怎么办
？The Bible here said, "Let him be to you as a Gentile and a tax collector."
那圣经就告诉我们说，就看他像外邦人和税吏一样。
We often interpret this is the end.
我们常常就想说，哦，这就是一个结束。
This brother has no hope now.
那这位弟兄就再也没有盼望了。
Now he's Gentile, he's tax collectors.
那他现在已经是外邦人和税吏。
We often think, well, this is the end of this brothers.
那我们就想到说，这就是这个弟兄的结尾了。
He's excommunicated.
他就已经被排除了。
Brother, that's not the way to interpret the scriptures.
弟兄姐妹们，这不是我们这不应当是我们如此来
解释这段圣经。Let him be to you as Gentile and tax collector means that he has lost the unity and fellowship with the church.
看他像外邦人和税吏一样，乃是说到他就失去了与教会身体的一个交通和合一。
That's the spiritual reality of these brothers.
这个是这个弟兄的一个属灵的真实的光景。
And he is looked upon as one of the nations.
他被看来像外邦人。
He does not behave as brothers.
他并不再是不像一个弟兄。
And he will be looked upon as a stranger and a foreigner.
他就被看为像外人，像客旅一样。
He has fallen from the fellowship.
他就从脱离了这个交通的关系。
So we look at him as a Gentile and as a tax collector.
所以我们看他像外邦人和税吏一般。
But how do you look at a Gentile and tax collectors?
但是你怎么来对待外邦人和税吏呢？
You look at him with pity.
你是用你是来可怜他们。
We should now love him as a Gentile.
我们现在要爱他像爱外邦人一样。
How does church love a Gentile?
那教会怎么样爱外邦人呢？
And we oftentimes would say that this story ends here.
我们常常就说这个故事就结尾在此。
And we separate the story from what follows.
我们就把这个故事跟下面所说的几节就分开来。
And we can't make the connection.
我们没有办法把它们连接在一起。
So we put a period here.
我们就放一个句点在这里。
This brother has no hope.
这个弟兄没有盼望了。
We have done all we could.
我们已经尽了我们所能做的。
Brother and sister,
弟兄姐妹
it's not finished.
这还没有结束。
It is the beginning.
这才是一个开始。
It is just the beginning.
这不过是一个开始。
Now you have done a few steps.
你现在你做了几步路。
You go to him yourself.
你自己去。
You go with two other brothers.
你带着两位弟兄去。
Then you go with responsible brothers.
你带着负责弟兄们去。
You bring the whole matter to the body of Christ.
你把整件事情已经带到整个身体里面。
What else can you do?
那你还能够做什么呢？
You bring the matter to the head.
你必须要把这件事情带到元首。
And that's what happened next.
这就是下面所发生的。
That's not the end.
这个并不是一个结尾。
That is just the beginning.
那不过是一个开始。
Our love to this brother has not ended at that verses.
这个弟兄没有在那里结束。
Our love just escalate to another level now.
这个现在只是不过是升级扩大到另外一个层次。
Now we need to bring the matter to the head.
我们必须把这件事情带到元首去。
The body has not successfully restored this brothers.
这个身体没有办法来挽回这个弟兄。
We need to bring this matter to the head now.
我们必须把这件事情带到元首。
In verse 18 to 20 show us exactly that.
在从第十八节到第二十节就告诉了我们的当怎样行。
How do we bring this matter to the head?
那我们怎么把这件事情带到元首那里？
First of all, two or three gather together.
第一个就是两三个人奉我的名聚会。
Under his name.
奉我的名。
And Lord promised that he will be in our midst.
那主就应许我们他必在我们中间。
Now you see, the body and the head connect.
那你现在看见这个元首和身体就连接在一起。
This is a matter that we cannot deal with our own strength.
这件事情不是我们能够靠自己的力量来解决。
So we need to bring the heads in.
我们必须要把元首带进来。
How do we bring the heads?
我们怎样把元首带进来？
Two or three gather in his name.
就两三个人奉他的名聚集。
The body couldn't do it.
这个身体没有办法行。
So we need to bring the whole thing to the head.
我们必须把整件事情带到元首面前。
That's the first thing we have to gather in his name.
那首先我们就要奉他的名聚集。
So there's a heaven joined with the earth now.
那你就看到天和地连接了。
How do we join?
那我们如何连接呢？
By our agreeing.
乃是借着我们的同合意。
What do we agree?
那我们怎么样来同心合意？
We agree with heaven.
我们来同心与天上同心合意。
When we do agree, then we will bring the will of the heaven to the earth.
当我们如此同心合意的时候，我们就把天上的旨意带下来。
Then we can lose what has been loose in heaven.
我们就能够释放那个在天上已经被释放的。
And we pray until the Lord would done His will.
我们就一同祷告，直到神做成他的工作。
This is how we live church life.
这就是我们怎样来过教会的生活。
It is a way of love.
这个是爱的道路。
We love one another as God loves us.
我们彼此相爱，像神怎样爱我们，我们就怎样彼此相爱。
If the brother does not respond to our love,
若是弟兄不回应我们的爱，
we'll pray for him until he one day responds.
我们就要为他祷告，直到他有一天愿意回应。
This is how church is built.
这就是教会如何被得到建造。
This is how church solves its problem.
这就是教会如何来解决他们的问题，解决问题。
It is by the way of love and prayer.
乃是借着爱的道路和祷告。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
we all fail.
我们都失败。
And we all fail by these verses.
我们都在这些经节上失败。
In our experience in church life, oftentimes we choose not to go.
在我们的经历里，在教会的生活里面，我们常常就选择不去。
Sometimes we stop at the beginning, we never go to the brother.
也许我们在一开始我们就停下来，我们从来不去。
Sometimes we stop in the middle.
也有时候我们是在中间停下来。
Sometimes we stop toward the end.
有些时候我们是在快要结束结尾的时候我们停下来。
But the Lord encouraged us through those five verses.
但是我们的主借着这五节圣经来激励我们。
This is the way of love.
这个是爱的道路。
This is the way of living a church life.
这个是我们过教会生活的道路。
The principle of church life is love.
教会生活的原则乃是爱。
But how do we prepare ourselves to live such a church life?
那我们如何来预备我们的自己来过这样的生活呢？
It is not by our strength.
并不是靠着我们自己的力量。
It's not by our ability.
也不是靠着我们自己的能力。
Romans 5:5 says, because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us.
罗马书第五章第五节就说的，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
Only when the love of God pours within our hearts, we have the ability to love one another this way.
只有当神的爱浇灌在我们的心里，我们才有这样子的力量、能力，能够来彼此相爱。
And this love is long-suffering.
那这个爱乃是一个长久忍耐的爱。
Unless we are willing to suffer alone, we will not be able to live church life.
除非我们有这样的愿意长久忍耐，我们就没有办法过教会的生活。
You must love your brother, so you go and recover him in love.
你爱你的弟兄，你就去找你的弟兄，愿意来挽回他。
But if he does not listen, then you suffer further.
若是他不听的话，你就再继续忍耐。
By bringing one or two other brothers.
带着另外两位弟兄。
But if does not listen again,
若是他仍然不听，
you continue to suffer,
你就继续来忍耐。
And bring it to the church,
带到教会里去。
It does not listen to the church,
若是他不听教会，
you love him as a Gentile,
你就爱他像外邦人一样。
You suffer more,
你就为他更多的忍耐。
You bring to the head of the body,
你就带到身体的元首。
And you gather to one or two or three brothers in his name.
你就在召集两三位弟兄在主的名里。
You pray until he responds.
你就祷告直到他回应。
You never give up.
你永远不会放弃。
We can't give up since we are the members of the same body.
我们是在这个同一个身体里面的肢体，我们永远不能够放弃。
If you give up on a member of the body, you do not know what is the body.
你若是放弃身体里面的一个部分一个肢体的话，你就不认识什么是身体。
We all have this experience.
我们都有这个经历。
We have teeth, we have tongue.
我们有牙齿，我们也有舌头。
When you try to eat fast, sometimes your teeth bite your tongue.
你常常想要吃快的吃得很快的时候，你常常牙齿就会咬到舌头。
It's not a good feeling.
这不是一个很好的感觉。
You really hate it when it happens.
你当那个发生的时候，你实在是很恨恶这样的。
It really hurts.
因为很痛。
And you have nobody to blame.
你也没有办法怪任何的人。
That's the worst part.
那是最糟糕的一部分。
I can't blame anybody.
你不能够怪责怪任何的人。
I bite myself.
因为是我自己咬到自己。
I bite my tongue.
因为我的牙齿咬到我的舌头。
And it happened. It will happen again.
那还会再次发生的。
And this kind of thing happened once in a while.
这样子的情形会发生的。
Can you imagine one day your tongue say to you, look, I had enough.
你可以想象有一天你的舌头对你说，我已经受够了。
I have been bitten so many times.
我已经被咬过很多次了。
I really had enough.
我实在受够了。
Just one more time, I'll leave you.
假如再咬一次的话，我就离开你。
Does it make sense?
这是否可能呢？
He can't live.
他没有办法离开。
He's a member of the body.
因为他是身体的一个肢体。
You can't live.
你不能够离开。
You can only suffer long.
你只能够长久忍耐。
And this is the love of Christ.
这个就是基督的爱。
To suffer long.
长久忍耐。
You pray that he will not bite you again.
你就祷告他不会再咬你。
God's love is diligence.
神的爱乃是竭力的。
Using diligence to keep the unity of the Spirit in the united bond of peace.
还是要竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Lord, have given us a uniting bond of peace in us.
神给我们在给我们一个以平安连结的关系。
And we have to be diligent.
我们必须要竭力。
To keep the unity of spirit.
我们必须要竭力保守圣灵的合一。
When the brother sins against you, the fellowship is broken.
当一个弟兄得罪你的时候，这个交通就中断了。
Then you want fellowship.
但是你要交通，要有交通。
Even the fellowship is broken temporarily, but you need to use diligence to keep the fellowship.
虽然这个交通会暂时的有中断，但是你需要有竭力保守。
But if it fails.
虽然也许你失败了
you cannot restore the fellowship.
你没有办法挽回这个交通
Then you need to diligent again.
你必须再竭力
Or use that diligence again.
你必须要再一次的竭力
I will not give on the fellowship.
我不会放弃这样的交通
Now we gather to one or two other brothers.
那我就邀请一两位弟兄们
And you still fail.
但是仍然失败
But I still have diligence.
我还是有这样竭力
的心 I'm not going to stop there.
我不会在这里停下来
A fellowship withThe responsible brothers.
我必须要与负责的弟兄们交通。
If it still fails,
若是仍然失败的话
，I fall back to my diligence.
然后我还是继续的竭力。
I'll take this to the Lord.
我就把这件事情带到主面前。
This is what it means by using diligence to keep the unity of the Spirit.
这就是我们如何来竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
Are we diligent?
我们是否竭力呢
Concerning keeping the unity of spirit, are we diligent enough?
说到这个保守圣灵的合一，我们是否竭力呢
We should not reject one another.
我们不能够拒绝任何的人。
We will never give up on one another.
我们也不能够放弃任何的人。
Even this brother has a weird understanding of the Bible.
就是这个弟兄对圣经有很奇怪的认识。
Maybe his interpretation is totally different than mine.
虽然他的对圣经的解释与我完完全全的不一样。
But that's not the base for rejecting this brothers.
但是这个并不是我们拒绝这个弟兄的
This is not the reason that we give him a fellowship.
这也不是我们放弃交通的一个原因。
Some brother, we have very different spiritual experience.
对有些弟兄们，我们也许有非常不同的属灵的经历。
Have different spiritual gifts.
我们有不同的属灵的恩赐。
That's not the same as mine.
它跟我完全不一样。
I do not understand.
我实在是不能够明白它。
But that's not a reason to reject one another.
但这也不是一个拒绝它的原因。
That's not a reason to give up on one another.
这也不是放弃彼此放弃的一个原因。
So what should we do?
那我们应当怎样行呢
？Continue the fellowship.
我们必须要持守在交通的里面。
Continue to use the diligence to keep the unity of the spirit.
我们要竭力保守圣灵的合一。
Continue to pray.
来继续祷告。
The fellowship will be restored.
直到交通被挽回。
If we continue to fellowship.
若是我们继续的有交通。
If we do not give up on one another.
若是我们彼此不放弃的话。
One day we will arrive at the unity of faith.
有一天我们就能够达到这个合一的心。
We don't know how it will accomplish.
我们不知道怎样会成就。
It's way beyond our imagination.
这实在是超越我们所能够想的。
That we will ever arrive at unity of faith.
我们是否会达到那个合一的光景呢
？But if we continue to fellowship.
但是我们若是继续的交通。
If we use the diligence to keep the unity of the spirit.
若是我们竭力保守圣灵的合一。
In a uniting bond of peace.
是和那个合而为一的心。
If we stay lowly.
若是我们谦虚
，If we stay meek，
若是我们温柔
，With the long suffering，
我们忍耐
，We're bearing with one another in love，
我们用爱心互相宽容。
One day， we will arrive at unity of faith。
有一天，我们就会达到这个信心的合一。
This is the way of love。
这个是爱的道路。
This is how we should live our church life。
这是我们。应当如此过教会的生活。
This is how we should treat one another.
这是我们应当彼此的对待。
May the Lord bless us.
愿意神来祝福我们。
So that we will understand how we deal with unity.
好叫我们知道如何来看这个合一的事。
How the Lord has used this little portion of the scripture to really demonstrate the love of Christ.
我们的主就用这简短的一段圣经来向我们显明
基
督的爱。
And how we should apply in the daily church life.
我们是如何的应该把这一段应用在我们每一天教会的生活上。
Brothers and sisters, I'm not saying I'm success in this.
弟兄姐妹们，我不是说我已经成功了。
I fail many times.
我常常失败。
But we cannot give up.
但是我们不能够放弃。
The Lord has given us this way of life.
神已经把这个爱的道路给我们。
It's a way of love.
神已经把这个生命的道路给我们，就是爱的道路。
We fail many, many times.
虽然我们常常失败。
But it's not reason to give up.
但是并不是我们放弃的一个原因。
When we come to the words again.
当我们再回到话语的里面。
To rededicate ourselves.
我们再一次把我们自己让在主的手中。
To the unity of the body.
在身体的合一里。
Ask the Lord to give us that diligence.
求主给我们那个竭力的心。
To keep the unity of the body.
来保守身体的合一。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Father, thank you that this morning we can again come to your words.
天父，我们实在感谢你，今天早上我们能够再一次来到你的话语面前。
Your words are like a mirror.
你的话语就像一面镜子。
And in before your words, we cannot hide ourselves.
在你的话语面前，我们没有办法隐藏我们的自己。
Expose our weakness and shortcomings.
显明我们的软弱和我们的缺点。
But I do to pray that this morning that we will have that repentant heart.
今天早上我们求你给我们这个悔改的心。
So that we can pray for this love of Christ.
我们能够来为着基督的爱来祷告。
To be poured within our hearts.
能够基督的爱浇灌在我们的心里。
So you will create that long-suffering will in our hearts.
在我们里面为我们创造这个长久忍耐的心。
And create that diligence in us.
在我们的里面创造这竭力的心。
So that we will apply this portion of scripture to church life.
让我们能够把这一段的圣经应用在我们教会的生活里。
So we pray that one day through continued fellowship,
借着我们继续不断的交通，
then the unity will be maintained.
合一就能够被持守。
The testimony will be strong.
见证就能够被茁壮。
We pray that Holy Spirit would again interpret this for us.
愿意圣灵继续的把这段圣经解释出来。
Show us how can we apply this in our home life.
只是我们让我们看见怎样应用在我们家庭的生活里。
And how should we apply in our body life?
怎样应用在我们身体的教会的生活里。
We thank you again that we still have time.
我们感谢你还给我们机会。
Therefore, we pray that we will seize the opportunity that still exists today.
因此我们愿意我们仍然把握今天的这个机会。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。